Hello, everybody. Welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, brought to you by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. Coming up on tonight's show, we've got Tennessee tight end Ethan Davis on the show. Tennessee football, spring practice, just over a month away. Tennessee will have four practices and then break for spring break, where the kids will get some rest and relaxation, and then come back for the remaining 11 practices with the spring game coming up on April 12th. Now more on Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Do y'all have a bigger chair?
How are you doing? Heading into now your redshirt sophomore year, Ethan. Just like this spring, how important do you feel like this spring is for you? This back-to-back spring practice is a chance to grow and develop, and you're now one of those top two guys in the room.
Yes, sir. I feel like every opportunity that I get on the field is always a big opportunity to grow and get better and just be able to take advantage of that opportunity that I'm given and that I've earned. And obviously, you know, knowing that, like, me and Miles are projected guys in the room, I still know that there's something that I still have to go out there and prove, and there's something that I still have to go out there and take at the end of the day, because nothing will ever be given to me. And so just still having that chip on my shoulder has pretty much been my main thing this entire offseason, just, you know, even in this first week and a half that we've started, just still pushing myself to be the best version of myself that I can be.
When you lose the way you did in Columbus.
Yeah.
How does it feel like spring practice is, you know, 6 months away, or does it feel like boom, it's all of a sudden right here? You know?
Well, I'm a big like believer in like, yeah, we'll always remember that game. You know what I mean? It's the first time we've been to the college football playoffs, sure. And obviously did not go how we wanted it to go. So just the way that I'm approaching this offseason and how I'm trying to bring my teammates along is just like, was anybody happy with that result? Was anybody satisfied with how that went down? So I will be coming here and work the same way that we did last season, knowing that that was the result. And so just, I feel like spring ball is just like that, real quick. Like you get this 7 weeks, which is not a whole lot of time. A lot of people think 7 weeks is a lot of time, but it really isn't a whole lot of time when you're getting ready for something like spring ball, because you just have to, you have to fit so much in such a short period of time. And so just being able to take advantage of that time is just something that I've always tried to do.
Do you enjoy the winter workout part of all this?
Always. I love it. I love the growth. I love the grind with the guys, too.
What do you feel like you have grown the most since you've been here? I mean, obviously, you played a lot of receiver in high school.
Yeah.
Kind of opposite Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
But now you're a tight end, so it's, you know, putting your hand in the ground. And
yeah.
It's, you know, a lot more blocking.
Yeah.
You know, what do you feel like you've grown the most? Is it just physically?
Yeah, honestly, just kind of embracing that, like, physicality as a tight end and at the tight end position. Because when you're a wide receiver in high school, I mean, you block, but you're not really blocking, like, you know, big guys. You know what I mean? You're just blocking, like, safeties, corners, nothing crazy. But it's a whole different story when you're blocking edges, when you're blocking rushes, when you're blocking mics and B-backers and stuff like that. So just being able to embrace the position as a whole has where I feel like I've grown a lot. Because the receiver stuff, I mean, it'll come, you know what I mean? It'll always be there naturally. Just watching the other guys on the team run their routes and how they work with their footwork, it just picks up naturally. But from the tight end position and the blocking aspect, that stuff has to be worked on consistently, daily, to be able to perfect that craft.
I feel like you and Deshaun Brame are similar from a standpoint of, like, you know, you played a lot of, almost, you know, it's receiver slash skill out there in high school.
Yeah.
You have to adapt to the blocking part of this, the physicality part of this. Mm. How much does having an old offensive lineman like Alec Ablin help you understand that portion of it?
It's definitely helped me a lot. Just, you're not learning how to block like a tight end. You're learning how to block like an offensive lineman, and that's how he teaches it. Same footwork, same hand placement, same everything. And the way he broke it down for me personally is I started understanding it around my – around bowl practice of my first year. You know what I mean? And that's not like that's props to him being able to coach me and show me the true technique of how to block when you're in line and stuff like that. And just starting to understand the footwork and the hands and things like that. He breaks it down to where it's so simple to understand. And the only way to get better at it is to truly rep it out, to lose reps, to win some reps, but to truly go through that grind as to learn how to block, like truly block.
You go back to last offseason, you're like the only tight end in the room returning. Yeah. Then they go to the portal for a couple of guys. Mm. You know, the first guy was Holden Stays, you know, and then Kitzelman, everybody thought was just going to be like this depth piece, and then he ends up being really good, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, for you, like, how patient did you have to remain, you know, with older guys coming in? And that, because I always see that, like, you know, it's a, you look at, you know, this past portal cycle, you got these offensive linemen coming in.
Yeah.
You know, I always wonder, like, what are those young offensive linemen thinking right now? Yeah. Like, what were you thinking a year ago at this time? And how did you kind of become, you know, the exception? Yeah. The rule is everybody panics and leaves, but, like, you're like, I'm going to just stay here and work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I made a decision, you know, December 12th, 2021, that Tennessee was going to be my home. And I don't have – I've never had any intent to transfer. You know what I mean? If Coach Abes brings in guys that he feels like are able to play more than me, then I'm just going to continue to work. Like, I don't want to run from the grind. Like you know what I mean? I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to sit down. I want to go through it. I want to build that mental toughness. That way when things happen later on and down the road, I'll revert back to, all right, you stayed patient. You kept 10 toes down. You just kept working, put your head down and kept working. And just having that loyalty aspect into things, I feel like that's a big part of my life and how I operate in my world is just loyalty is like a big thing to me. You know what I mean? Like Coach Abes, Coach Hype, like they've always been loyal to me. Like going through high school, like I was the only guy they brought in from the high school class. You know what I mean? Obviously, Callie came in and stuff like that. But once I committed, they said, all right, Ethan, like, we're not recruiting no more high school guys. And I was like, all right, cool. They didn't recruit no more high school guys. I was the only one to come in. And just having that loyalty, you know what I mean? And Coach Abes knows what he's doing, you know what I mean? Like, if he – like, I feel like I grew from my first year here to my second year here. And I don't complain about my role one bit that I had last year, you know what I mean? Whether it is, you know, 200 snaps, whether it was 50 snaps. Just being able to get on the field is a blessing because I know how many kids who – truly want that opportunity that just didn't get the opportunity. Why would I be picky about it? And why would I be ungrateful for that opportunity?
You rattled off the exact date a minute ago.
Yeah.
Why does that date stand out to you?
I mean, it's a...
Because, I mean, like, I would say if you polled, if we went to 100 players over here on campus, I'd say 98 of them are not going to remember the exact date they signed.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Why did that resonate with you?
Well, it's just... Like, December of 2021 was, like an amazing month for me. Like, state championship. And then I knew that 2 days after the state championship was when I was going to commit. And so I remember the state championship, and I remember my commitment date. And I just kept – I want to keep those two interlocked because those were two of my most positive moments, my biggest accomplishments in high school.
Oh, I remember the date. I remember getting the word at my – I think it was December 11th because it was on Saturday.
Yeah.
And my daughter had a basketball game. Mm-hmm. And I was in the parking lot on the phone with you doing an interview while during her basketball game.
Yeah.
Whenever she was getting ready to play, it was right before the game started. But, like, sometimes it just sticks with you. Like, where were you when you did this? What bonds have you made here? Like, you know, when you look at, you know, your teammates, who you're really tight with, who's your group?
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, me and Miles are pretty close. That's my guy. You know, as soon as he came in, pushed me to be the best player I can be. There was no question from him. You know what I mean? I knew who he was as soon as he stepped on the campus. And so, I mean, I'm pretty gelled in with everybody on the team. You know, unfortunately, with, like, transfers and stuff like that, some of my, like, closer friends have transferred away. But, I mean, that's just the way it is nowadays. Sure. And so, obviously, that doesn't break my bond with them, that they want to go play for somewhere else and better their opportunities. Because who would I be to judge them for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, just seeing everybody eat has always been, you know, my biggest thing. But I do feel pretty close to everybody on the team.
Miles, do you think it was good for you that Miles was able to come back to get that extra year?
Yeah.
Because that room is fairly young. I mean, if you were leading it as a redshirt sophomore, you would be surrounded by guys that have never played.
Do you think
you needed this year to become the man in that room to lead that group a year from now?
I mean, 100%. I still have tons of stuff to learn, even from like a leading ass point. You know what I mean? Even from, I mean, how to operate and stuff like that. And Miles truly like exhibits that. You know what I mean? Just how he moves during the day, how he takes care of his body, takes notes and stuff like that. I mean, there's still tons of room for myself to grow. You know what I mean? Obviously, that if he had left, I don't think Holden would have left. I think Holden would have stayed.
Sure.
But I think if it came down to it, if I had to make that sacrifice to lead that room at, you know, being a redshirt sophomore, I would have no problem doing that, because I would do whatever Coach Abes would ask of me, because I know it's different now. You know what I mean? I'm not the young guy in the room looking up to Jacob Warren, like McCallum Castles. Like, I'm not the young guy anymore. So I have to lead regardless of who's in the room.
Do you feel like your role changes this year? Mm-hmm. Like, not just in the tight end room, but just overall?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it's like we're getting to the point now where, like, the class that I came in with, like, we're starting to become the old guys. You know what I mean? And so it's crazy
because
it kind of flew by, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it kind of flew by because, like, we're, like, school year-wise, we're juniors now. So we only have this year, and then we have one more year. And this year will fly by just like that, just how last year did. And so it's crazy to me how, like, that goes about, because it's like, all right, now we have to, like, show the young guys how to operate and instill our standard into them to make sure that our standard never changes, even when we're long gone from here.
I mean, you go back to last year's team. I mean, how many times were you guys surrounding Dylan Sampson as he gave a kind of a motivational talk before a workout or a practice or a game? Who's that on offense this year? Because one would say that it has to be Nico, that he has to take that step as the quarterback. And with the fact that, like, I'm not sure there is that vocal guy on the offensive side of the ball. Is it Nico or is it somebody else?
It's a bunch of us. I mean, honestly, we take turns each day breaking it down, just giving a little piece of advice before the workout and just taking turns. I mean, we'll call people out like, hey, you get us today. We'll change it up just to try to build that confidence now and figure that out right now before it gets to August, before it gets to November, December, stuff like that. So we just figure that stuff out now. So
who do you think is most comfortable to step into that role?
I think Kit's definitely, like, that's second. Yeah, like, that's easy for him. I mean, I've seen it. He does it. That's easy for him, honestly. But I do feel like anybody on this offense can easily do that. You know what I mean? Any day of the week.
This young group of tight ends, obviously you've not been to the practice field with them yet. I guess you have technically back in bowl practice, but I'm not sure how much you're really paying attention. You're getting ready for Ohio State.
Yeah.
What's impressed you about Jack Van Dorslayer and Desan Brame?
Just how they move, just how they carry themselves. I mean, very mature young guys, honestly. Like, they're going to come in and they're going to do some special things here. And so I have really high hopes for them. I have high expectations for them as well. But obviously, you know, not being able to see them on the field yet, not sure how they operate out there. But I know because Jack, he was playing in the state championship, so he couldn't enroll. He couldn't come to bowl practice. But just by seeing Desan there, just seeing how he wants to learn. You know what I mean? There's a want-to aspect for both of those guys.
And then you got Cole Harrison, who I know Coach Abelin, you know, is high on as well.
Yeah.
You know, had a really nice, you know, year behind the scenes, not on the field, but behind the scenes and before he had the surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, Cole's grown tremendously, even from coming out of his shell, putting on the weight, putting on the muscle, and just keeping his head down and just not listening to any of the outside noise and just work. Cole's he's been grinding this whole entire offseason. Cole's going to surprise some people. I promise you that.
How different is that room? Just look at the depth versus, like, when you first got here.
Yeah. I mean, it's completely different, honestly. I mean, we had, I think, what, like 9-10 guys in the room when I first got up here. I mean, it was a deep room when I first got up here. But I like our depth that we have now. I think that if anybody were to go down, I think easily we could just plug and play. You know what I mean? Plug and play and stuff like that. So I like our room that we have now. I think we're all confident in the room that we have right now.
When you are able to have those exit meetings at the end of the season, you know, not only individually with Coach Abelin or Coach Heupel, but with your teammates. I mean, was there a lot of, you know, like, well, we just went through it in Columbus. We got to let that drive us. We got to let that pushes. Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of that talk?
Well, there was obviously like some of it, you know what I mean? But I think for us mainly, we have to get over that hump. You know what I mean? We have to – it's the little things, the little details that we all as a team have to fix. And I do feel like that has been a focal point of this offseason is the little things, the little things. Because we have all the talent. Like, nobody can tell me we don't have the talent because I'm with the guys every day. I see how they work. I see how they move. I see them at practice. We have all the talent we need to go out there and win a national championship. It's just the little things that we have to fine-tune, which I obviously see the growth that we're doing right now.
Give me somebody not in your room. Because I don't think that counts. You're in there every day. That impresses you at another position that maybe hasn't had the opportunity yet, or will be a face that you feel like will make some noise this fall.
Edwin Spielman, 100%. I mean, that guy, whenever I'm getting extra work, he's there getting extra work. I mean, he's been grinding.
He's big too, man.
He's big. He's an athlete. He's an athlete. Kid can move. He's gonna surprise a lot of people this fall.
What's impressed you about him?
Just the way he works. Honestly, he comes to work every single day, gives effort in everything he does, not just on the field but off the field too. I mean, respectful, grinds. I mean, just takes care of his body, just detailed oriented in how he moves. And so he's gonna have a big year this year. I can bet on it.
What makes you smile?
What makes me smile?
Yep.
My dog.
Kind of dog we got?
I got a golden doodle, and I'm getting a labradoodle this Sunday, so I'll have Ying and Yang.
Is that gonna be the name?
Yeah, no, my dog's my dog now is Bentley, and then the dog I get on Sunday will be Baylor.
Bentley, I thought you were going with another car reference.
Nah.
Just keeping the bees.
Yeah,
Bentley and Baylor.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. Now more on Knoxville Smiles.
Knoxville Smiles depend on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
What tight ends in the NFL do you like to watch? Who do you try to model your game after?
Modeling my game after, I don't like to, you know, model my game after anybody. I like to be unique in my own way. But if we're just watching film, TJ Hawkinson is a good one. Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, of course. Those three, Kelsey, Kittle, Zach Ertz is one that I just started getting high on. But those are the main ones that I usually watch.
Ertz had a really good game against the Eagles, his old team.
It's crazy. Brought him back out.
You a big Ravens guy? Because you named off two Ravens.
No, I'm not. I'm a Chiefs fan.
You're a Chiefs fan.
But I've been a Chiefs fan. Alex Smith, Jamal Charles, D'Anthony Thomas, back in them days.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Likely story.
Yeah.
You liked them, what, about 4 years ago?
No. Look, don't get mad because it's about the success. We're going to three-peat. You know what I mean?
What do you like about watching tight ends? Like, what are you looking for when you're watching – Isaiah Likely or TJ Hawkinson?
The versatility, honestly, just like seeing them in the core and seeing them out in space as well, because, you know, that's obviously a big part of our offense is not being able to just do one. You need to be able to do both to be the player you want to be in this offense. Being able to do both is a complete difference than being able to do one or the other.
What do you feel like you bring to the table?
Honestly, what I feel like I bring to the table, a secure target. I bring physicality to the game. Because I know a lot of people say, like, you know, I still need to work on my physicality, yada, yada, yada. But I do feel like I be pretty physical for when I get the opportunity to hit somebody. Like, I take advantage of it. It's just being that reliable guy on the field that – If you need something from him, you got it from him.
When you're working on the physicality part of this, like, is there anything you're doing in particular to try to be more physical? I mean, is that just simply mindset, or is there something you can do to do that, you know, besides the mindset?
Yeah, so last year, me and Holden were talking about this, actually, and we came up with this thing called pain is certain. So regardless, like, I play tight end. Like, pain is going to happen in the game if you're banging up like you're supposed to be happy. You know what I mean? So why would you even be afraid of that? Why would you like be worried about it when you know it's going to happen? It's certain. So
you're a big Taylor Swift fan then?
No, I'm not.
That's why you start liking the Chiefs.
not a Taylor Swift fan. Not a Swiftie at all.
You're a Trey Smith fan?
I know of them, but I don't really watch.
You don't watch the offensive line for the Chiefs?
No. No, I don't.
Do you think there's a conspiracy theory with these referees like everybody says?
No.
The Chiefs?
Chiefs are just elite. You don't see it? Elite. They get it done.
I'm just messing. What's the one game you're looking forward to this fall to playing? Is there one particular one that you're like, man, I can't wait to play them again or to play just, you know, play in that stadium?
I mean, not necessarily. Maybe getting back to the Benz would be good. I haven't played there since junior year of high school, so.
I mean, getting to the SEC championship.
Yeah, yeah, that's the plan.
That's the plan. So. Do y'all talk about those type of things? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, is there a lot of open talking about, you know?
Well, it's kind of understood, like, this is what we're working towards. There's no, like, SC Championship is our first, like.
First goal.
First goal, always, like, SC Championship, and that's the one that we really want, you know what I mean? Because if we win that, everything else will take care of itself, and then we get in the playoff, and now we're talking about the bigger picture and things like that.
All right, to do that, that means you've got to win some games that Tennessee's not won in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Not beat Georgia since Coach Heupel's been here.
Mm-hmm.
You beat Florida and Alabama twice, but they've both been here.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee's not won in Gainesville
or
in Tuscaloosa since I was in college.
Mm. Wow.
And I'm 41.
Yeah.
So 22 years.
Yeah.
In 2003, they won both those games. Yeah. So you got to do some things that haven't been done.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of like that, though?
Yeah, always. You got to do things every year that haven't been done. And so that's always that chip on that shoulder feeling. I love it, personally.
How much do you feel like, do players even realize some of that stuff? Like that Tennessee's, that the Gainesville's been kind of a house of horrors for the Vols.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're not won at Tuscaloosa since then. Like,
yeah.
Do you guys even know those things?
I mean, me personally,
no. No clue till I just told you.
No, not at all. I love being the enemy. I love being the rival. Nothing feels better than to win at someone else's house and make them go home sad.
How does this team become a better road team?
Honestly, that's an answer I do not have for you, because there's no formula. You know what I mean? Like, just being focused, dialed in. I mean, we attack every single week the same. You know what I mean? Whether we're home, whether we're away, just being more comfortable, I guess, being okay with everybody yelling, screaming at you, playing in those environments, taking advantage of those environments.
What's something most people don't know about Ethan Davis?
I feel like the culinary arts minor, like, it's kind of gotten around. So, like, I'm not sure.
You like to cook?
I like to cook.
What's your go-to? If we went to the grocery store right now, what are you buying to cook?
What am I buying to cook right now? It's just macaroni casserole. The best thing I ever had in my life. My grandma made it for me back in high school.
Yeah.
And I took the recipe from her. That's what I'm making.
You stole it.
Can't say the recipe, though.
It's gotta family.
Save it. Yeah,
it's
family recipe. Yeah, gotta keep it a secret.
It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken. Gotta keep that the recipe.
Exactly.
Grandma's recipe for the macaroni casserole.
Exactly.
What else do you like to cook? Like, are you a steak guy, fish guy, chicken guy?
Steak all the way.
Filet, ribeye. What we got?
Ribeye. Can't cook fish. Tried to cook cod one time. It was the worst fish I've ever had in my life. Never did it again.
Big seasoning guy?
Big seasoning, always.
How do we cook a steak?
How do we cook a steak? All right, so there's this seasoning. It's called Everglades.
Okay.
Get you some Everglades. Get you some steakhouse seasoning. And then you get you some onion powder, some garlic powder. And then you get you some cloved onions. I forgot what it's called with the blue cap.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get you some Italian seasoning, butter. Put it all together.
Cast iron or how, a grill?
I live in an apartment, so I don't have access to a grill. But cast iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, cast iron and butter.
Yeah. Do you do it right there on the stove? You do a little bit in the oven a little bit?
In the stove. all on the stove.
Do you cook for your roommates?
I don't have any roommates.
Do you ever cook for your teammates?
Nope.
So they don't know if you're actually a good cook or not.
They do not know.
So if I polled them, they would be like, he can't cook.
They'd agree. Like, I've cooked for some other guys for sure, but they're no longer with us. So
I could cook. Do you take a girl on a date and you cook her meal, or do you just take her out?
Depends, honestly. First date, I'll probably take her out somewhere. Okay. Yeah. But once we start getting to like the third, fourth, then I'll like tell her like, hey, I can cook, by the way, just to start another conversation when you're so deep into it. You'd be like, yeah, I can cook too.
She's like, I don't know if I'm doing this or not.
Till I offer to cook, and then she wants to get married.
Oh, good grief. Travis Hunter was your high school teammate.
He was.
Won the Heisman.
He did.
What'd you think when you were watching the Heisman?
I already knew it was going to happen. I already knew from high school. He's the best football player I've ever seen. And, like, I'm not trying to gas him up, you know what I mean?
Seems like a genuinely good kid, too. I mean, yeah. He's got a little bravado. Everybody does when you're good, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, you know, watching him interact out there at the Polynesian Bowl. And yeah. DeCorian Moore made that ridiculous catch. And yeah. You know, made guys miss and scored, and he's out there like jumping up and,
yeah.
You know, on the field. You know, yeah. Like that was like good grief, don't get hurt.
Yeah, yeah. I remember it was the spring game of my junior season when I had made like the one handed catch that like got me, like put me on the map. It was this one catch that I made, and that put me on the map. And the first person to come over there and celebrate with me was Trav, and I mean he's truly a great guy. I mean played. Didn't start playing football with him until my junior year, but played basketball with him all the way up until junior year. And so, I mean, he's a great kid. We've fished before. He's been to the house before, stuff like that. I mean, he's a genuine guy.
Never know. He may be back in the state playing football if Titans draft him number one overall.
Yeah. Definitely going to have to go visit him.
You never know.
Never know.
You a Falcons guy?
See, I've been trying to a little bit, but it just doesn't click. Like the Chiefs click for me.
So you've tried to give them a shot.
I tried to, but they don't get it done.
Hawks, Braves.
Hawks, yeah. Hawks, decent.
That's hard.
That is.
It's not been very good.
Yeah, the Hawks. I mean,
that one year where Trae Young made a little run there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, late
haven't
in the
been
year.
Back.
I know.
It's all good though. Braves. I mean, when they won the World Series, yeah. But
so you're a fair weather baseball fan.
Yeah,
if it's convenient, much. Sure.
Yeah, I'll post here and there.
Do you ever go to Braves games? There's a difference between never been to a Braves game.
I've been to one, actually. I've been to one. Only one.
New stadium or old?
New. Only one, though. And Falcons, never been to a Falcons game.
Wow.
Nope.
What's the one thing you miss most in Collins Hill?
At Collins Hill?
Well, not the high school, just in that general area. Like, yeah. As far as, like, is there a food spot? You're like,
Yeah.
When you go home, do you go hit up any particular places?
Yeah, there's probably two things I miss back at Collins Hill. One, this place called Riverside Pizza. Best pizza I've ever had. And it's not even close. And then the second thing I probably miss is just the brotherhood of the locker room of that 2021 football team. I mean, it was unlike anything I've ever experienced.
You ever talk to those guys?
Some. Two of my best friends who I – like, I've been best friends for a long time. They were on that team. So we'll always remain in contact. But, I mean, a lot of those guys are kind of just on their own, doing their own paths now.
You like to travel?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Not often. Like, whenever we got done with football this past season, I went home for like a week. And then I came back here.
You've got all these cool tattoos.
Yeah.
You use the same artist every time?
Every time. Art by Reed on Instagram.
All right, you got somebody getting beamed up into space with the Martians over here.
Yeah.
Take me through that.
It just looked good.
It just looked good.
It fits perfect, too.
I think of Randy Quaid from Independence Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I love tattoos, though. I mean,
what's your favorite one?
My favorite one, probably the Joker one.
Oh, I love that. I didn't even see that till now.
Yeah. I want that crazy detail too.
Joker, you got
Some eye over here.
Got something crazy.
Some poker cards.
Love them all, though.
You're not big into the color, just black.
I got a little bit of color. A
little bit, yeah, some blood.
Yeah. Scars.
Yeah.
That's over there. I got my mom in the tattoos.
How many tattoos you got?
I think last time I counted it was like 32.
32. When was the first? Well, how old were you when you got your first one?
15.
15.
No. I was turning 16 like 3 days later, so. But 15. Got my mom in a tattoo, so she has a whole sleeve, whole leg sleeve now. Neck tattoo, chest tattoo. I mean, it was crazy. All in like 2 years.
You're an influencer.
I try to be.
So is this, I don't know if that's good or bad. Is this tattoo artist at home?
Yeah, he's back in Atlanta.
Have you ever taken a teammate to see this tattoo artist or just you?
No, just me. Actually, Trav was the one who told me about him.
Gotcha.
And so me and him started going to him in high school.
You didn't talk Sam Horn into going?
Nah, Sam's not getting no ink on his body.
You talk to Sam much anymore?
Yeah, every now and then. Every now and then. He's recovering right now, so I've just been checking up on him.
Is he playing baseball still or no?
Yeah. He's still at Missouri, still doing his thing. He hurt his elbow.
So yeah, you have to have Tommy John?
I think so. That's what it was. But yeah. He's recovering from that, so just been checking in on him, making sure everything's good with his mental.
What's your major? We heard what your minor was.
My major is human development and family studies.
And what do you want to do with that?
I want to be a therapist, if possible. But there's like a whole there's a variety of different jobs that offers. Therapist, you could be a professor, teacher, just things like that, a social worker, stuff like that.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve is people who chew their foods too loud. I hate it. It makes me disgusted. Like there's one person that came over to my house, and he was eating way too loud. He never came back. Just from that one time.
He never came back.
Never came back. Didn't even.
And he was never seen again.
Did not go back. That. People who don't stop talking, like when somebody's talking, they just keep talking. Let's say we're in class, right? And there's people in the back of the class. They just won't stop talking while the teacher is talking. Now you got two different things in your ear. Mm-hmm. Now you just get confused. I hate that. That is annoying. Because you can't just be quiet for 5 minutes.
Give me the biggest pet peeve that you do not like a teammate does.
I can't think of any that the teammates do. Because I've never really had a moment of that. So
I'll tell you, my biggest pet peeve, I hate when people call me by my last name. Like, what's up, Price? Like, no. You can call me AP. You can call me Austin. Else. You can call me any name you want to call me. I just don't. And I don't know why that is. It just always bothers me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't like that.
Yeah.
But that's me. Some people, it's like, what's up, Davis?
Yeah.
It may not bother you, but like.
Yeah. Well, nobody calls me Davis. I just like.
They just call you ED?
Yeah, they call me E. E, yeah, they just call me E.
Just E?
They don't even call me Ethan. It's E, E-D.
Best nickname on the team is who?
I don't know, there's a lot of nicknames. I like Kits, though. Like, no bias, none of that.
Yeah, it's just part of his name.
Kits. What up, Kits? It just rolls smooth. No bias, though. No bias.
Over the 15 practices in spring practice, what do you hope to get accomplished? If everything goes your way,
yeah.
What are you getting done?
To grow in the core, on the outside, just overall as a player and as a man as well. Just figuring out, catching my flow, catching my rhythm would be a good one, honestly, and just being excited for practice every single day.
Well, we've caught our flow on this episode of All Club Confidential. He is Ethan Davis. We appreciate you coming in.
Appreciate your time, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming in, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.